Some of the cars in the Fort Nelson Historical Society Museum in British Columbia, Canada, are over 100 years old. But they aren't museum relics. All of them are still running and can sometimes be seen trundling along the Alaska Highway. They're all carefully cared for by the museum's curator, Marlon Brown, who, according to his wife Mavis, has been collecting vehicles since before the couple arrived on the Alaska Highway in 1957.
Most of the cars actually that are in here belong to my husband, including this one. He's got a Model T that he's had longer than me, and he's had me for 56 years, so he's had that for two or three or maybe 4 years longer than that even. He just has his eye open all the time for wonderful vintage vehicles, and so most of them actually do belong to him. He sees them, and there are some period pieces, though, that are quite around the 1940s that the museum has bought or that people have donated to the museum, and then that's theirs.
Do either of you go out and drive any of these?
I don't. I don't know how to drive a Model T. It's a very different system of clutch and brakes and things than what I'm used to, but I can drive anything from a Model A on. But I wouldn't say I drive them very much or very well, but he drives them. He can drive them all and has taught a few other people. But there's not that many people who can drive the old Model T Fords anymore because they are quite unique.
Why do you collect all of these things? I mean, they're amazing to look at, but it's a strange hobby, I have to say.
I think you're absolutely right. And my husband goes out every year, the first weekend in May, down to Red Deer to what's called an antique swap meet. And I always shudder to think, what the hell is he going to bring home now? Because there's no place to put it. Our place is full. This place is full. And I think, come on, Marl, use your head. Anyway, and so this year he brought back a 1928 Chev pickup. It's down in his own personal shop right now, and he's getting some work done on it. And then he has to have it inspected before it can, and to get a license on it. And, of course, none of the old vehicles have enough numbers, so BC government or the insurance people really don't like them because they don't have all these numbers and letters and stuff that stuff is supposed to have. It makes life kind of interesting. I'm sure that the lady who works at the insurance office, when she sees Marl come in, goes and hides in the back room. Oh, yeah, it belonged to your dead uncle and whatever. Yeah.
And do you feel that actually, in a weird way, all these old things around you is what keeps you feeling so young?
No, it's not. No, it doesn't keep me feeling young, but I do have a wonderful job. I got my education later in life than most people, and then I went on and out to Vancouver, and I took massage therapy. I lived down there for 2 years, which is the only time I ever left my husband up here looking after everything by himself. And then I came back, and so in 1987 was a big year for all of us. The museum opened that year. Our daughter was ordained in the United Church, and I started the massage therapy clinic. And we're all still doing the same thing. So I think that keeps me younger than being surrounded with old cars. Marl will be 80 in July, and I'm 73 and a half.
That's Mavis Brown from the Fort Nelson Historical Society Museum in British Columbia, Canada.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.